Okay, rhythm games are, I don't want to say they're a dying genre. It's just they're kind of almost an underutilized genre. I mean, aside from Rock Band and, Band Hero, games like Frequency, for instance, that give you a little bit more hands-on experience with games, there's not a lot of them. So, I mean, what made you guys kind of come up with this idea?
We saw these rhythm games coming out, and they didn't really change. They didn't really evolve too much. Every time you're playing, you're just looking at the note highway, trying to hit the dots that are coming down at you. It gave you a good illusion of being a rock star and feeling like you're making music and stuff, and that was entertaining. But we said, how can we take this a step further? How do we get the music actually into the hands of the player? So we came at it from a different perspective, and we said, let's let people create music. Let's show a creative side and give them kind of an open opportunity to kind of be the producers themselves. So that's kind of where it came from. And to begin with, where it originally came from was we had this guitar peripheral, this digital guitar that actually reads where your fingers are at and has some sensors on it where as you touch it, it knows where you're at. And we said, what else can we do with this? Originally it was going to be to teach you how to play guitar and more on that later, but we had this little idea that, okay, what if you could activate a drum loop? And what if you could activate a bass line just with the touch of a finger? And we wrote a little piece of software for it, and it ended up being pretty engaging. It was a lot of fun. Some focus testing showed that, this thing could actually stand on its own. So then we kind of saw the Guitar Hero craze and all that happening, and we said, we could probably build this for a guitar peripheral and get it on console, get it into the living rooms of people out there. And give them a whole new experience. And so that's what we did. We kind of evolved the idea and added some features, locked down an awesome set list, and here we are ready to release on Xbox and PS3.
How'd you guys go about getting the set list that you did? I mean, it's pretty impressive.
Well, basically, we have a pretty strong music scene here in Minneapolis, and we've worked with a lot of local bands and artists early on. One of the bigger ones was Steve Greenberg of he was the writer producer of Funky Town. So we worked with more local bands, and that was great. Even just triggering music and doing it yourself and not following a leader. And then when we moved on to the more popular songs, it really was just like, wow, that's just cool hearing an individual vocal from Funky Town. So it really got us excited. Funky Town, as Steve Greenberg was from Minneapolis, so we were able to license that song. And from there, we were like, wow, we got to get more popular songs because it's really powerful to play something and audition things yourself with a song that you're familiar with. So we got our licensing game up, and we licensed, like you said, Modest Mouse, Fall Out Boy, All City, Atmosphere, bands like this. And then a lot of indies. So we're hoping that the indie bands that people don't know will be, kind of like, hey, I haven't heard this song and I feel like it's more mine and I can remix it. And then, hey, here's a song that I do know and all these remix elements that I can mess with it. And, most people haven't heard a vocal stem by itself. So I think, for studio guys like me, I hear it every day. But for the general public, they don't hear vocals by themselves, they don't hear drums by themselves. So this game really offers that experience for the public, and so it's a new experience. I think that will inspire people and make people think a little differently how they listen to music on an everyday basis.
Yeah, definitely. And I was just gonna say we're kind of a small company, and it took us a little bit to get going with licensing, but as we kind of gained ground and got some bigger artists signed down, things kind of rolled out a little faster. And the nice thing was, pretty much any artist we talked to about this concept just loved the idea. So, that made it a lot easier because they kind of realized, okay, here's a chance for my fans to really participate with my music and have a whole new experience with it instead of just passively listening. So that definitely helped us along the way. I mean, it's something the artists love and fans can really enjoy too.
Many rhythm games, they pride themselves on a ton of DLCs. I mean, Guitar Hero, Rock Band, tons of them. Do you guys have any plans to release any future DLCs after the game is released?
Yeah, definitely. We've got a list that we can't release yet, but we'll have some stuff ready soon after launch, and we're kind of excited to see what kind of stuff people will want out of it because we're definitely willing to create more content and have it ready for you. Obviously, we don't have the type of pipeline that Rock Band has yet, but we'd love to get there as we get feedback and demand for it.
So basically, the song comes, or the game comes with 32 tracks, and then when you purchase DLC, you'd be basically purchasing individual songs that will go into the game that you can play just the same as the songs that came with the game. So It's really forever expandable as long as we have DLC ready to go, which we will announce soon.
Did you guys ever think of, like, possibly, like, having a contest or something like that with indie bands to see, like, you know, who could get, like, the most votes or whatever, and then they would get a spot on the game?
Yeah, and I mean, that's a really good idea, man. And we actually, we did do a really small-scale version of that kind of back in the day when we were kind of just understanding our format and building it out ourselves. And some of those original artists actually ended up staying with us and getting incorporated where we are today.
I think now that the game's out there and it's available and the buzz and, you know, buzz starts creating and people start to know what the game is, I think, you know, we have plans to run contests and get more people involved. If the game's not out there, it's just kind of an idea that We can tell people about, you know. But once it's out there and creates some buzz, I think that a lot of indie bands will and even bigger bands will want to get involved.
So, yeah, I mean, basis is the answer to that is, yeah, I think that's a great idea, and I could potentially look forward to seeing that happen. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give you guys a hypothetical. Let's just say you're at, like, you know, a Best Buy or a GameStop, and you see in a couple of weeks once the game is released, you know, and you see a gamer that's kind of eyeing it, and you can tell they kind of want to, like, take a look at it, but they don't know. They're kind of back and forth. How would you sell them the game? How would you get them to take that thing home?
Well, I can first of all say, hey, download the free demo, because there's no risk. But no, not to skirt your question, I would say, you know, if you're interested in playing music at all, if you like music and you want to play but you've been intimidated by picking up an actual instrument or having to deal with really complicated software, if you can play Guitar Hero or Rock Band, you can make music with Jam. And it's just a matter of how deep you want to take it.
This game isn't an editing suite. It's a live, obviously live music arcade. It's a live game. It's something that you play right now and not have to sit there and edit and tediously, you know, mix tracks and things like that. We've made it easy, and it's you know, five buttons, and it gives you access to the individual pieces of all the music.
Let's talk about this for a second. Like you mentioned, how deep you want to take it. How casual can this game be, and how intricate can it be?
All right, so I mean, on first basis, if you're just a casual player, you want to just kind of hear yourself play some music, you can pick it up, grab the controller, start making some beats, and just kind of play with it, hear yourself, you know, just explore the sounds. You know, you might get a drum beat going, then add a guitar into that, then you might switch it up, try a different combination of things, you know, just for fun, just to kind of zone out and enjoy it for a while. But then on the other end, you know, as we take you through the experience, you're going to learn different techniques, and we're going to add different features to the songs, and they're going to get more complex. For instance, you start out with just five instruments, five tracks each, and we're going to bring you all the way up to having three sets of 25, so you've got 75 to choose from in like an intro, verse, and chorus section of the song. Most of the tracks are looping in sync with each other, but as we bring you further through the game, there's more that are out of sync that are just one-shots. So you can kind of re-trigger drum loops or re-trigger guitar riff, stuff like that. And, you know, by the time you really know where the sounds are that you like and you know what you're doing with the song and you've kind of got an idea of, okay, this is how I'm going to remix this, you know, you can record that and save it out, and then you've got a performance that's pretty much yours, you know. And same way with the arcade mode, too. We've got an arcade mode where we kind of show you an example of some great songs and showcase techniques that we like to use, that you're encouraged to try and play back and match, kind of similar to the games you've seen before. And that mode will also take you from really easy stuff to super complex compilations that we've put together that, you know, only maybe one guy in the office here can get a gold medal on every time.
Yeah, when you get to the end of the game in arcade mode, they're definitely really challenging. some of the other games is just kind of, when you get to the extreme levels, they're just kind of mashing buttons really fast. And this is more just a different part of the brain. You have to up tab and arm banks, and then you have to down tab on time. And really, you really have to watch timing. And it's another experience. It's more, I guess, complex than a speed game.
Okay, we've spoken so far mainly about the music, but how important are the graphics of the game? What's the visual experience like?
Well, we made the visuals more subtle. We didn't want to take away from the experience, because most of the users we found, they look at the HUD, and the HUD is basically where all the music is played and what you want to pay attention to in jam mode. So we didn't really want to go too crazy and distract the user too much on the visuals. But they react to the music, so that's nice. When you turn, you know, when you turn a track on, you'll see, you should see a visual, and then when you turn a track off, there will be a visual that turns off. So you'll put the audio-visual thing together.
As far as the visuals, it's a really nice component to go along with the music you're making, almost like you'd turn on a visualizer when you're listening to a song in iTunes or something. And we really kept it more abstract as opposed to, like, okay, you're in a rock concert hall or something here, because, as we said before, you know, we're not trying to sell you on the illusion of being a rock star. You know, this is about you and creating your music, put your own spin on it. So it's more just kind of a component to the music that's there, but there's some pretty nice stuff in there. Like I said, more on kind of a visualizer tip to go along with it. And there's, like, you basically choose your own venue. There's 5 different venues to choose from, and pick the one you like.
Okay, considering that, you know, the visual, it's important, but not as important as the actual audio, do you have any goals to port it over to maybe a handheld system or even an iPad or something like that, like something similar?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely been talks about that. We, at our company, we do actually work with mobile apps as well. But, you know, it's not the same. It's a different platform, kind of requires a different design. So it wouldn't be like an exact port, but mm-hmm. we are playing around with some ideas and concepts for that right now.
Just nice having the console in your living room where the speakers are, and you can turn it up. You know, an iPad would be cool. You know, if you had headphones and things, it's just this is a really good experience with speakers.
But, you know, if people ask for it, we'll be more than willing to listen.
Is there anything else that you guys want to say about the game, and can you give us an official release date?
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, if you're into music and you want to see what it's like to kind of get into that flow of creating, and, you know, what it's like to be up on stage, but you realize you're doing it yourself, go try this out. There's a free demo. It's coming out May 16th, available on PSN as well as XBLA. So go check it out and let us know what you think.
What he said.